Many homes may have a music or dining room with a piano gathering dust and stacks of music books on shelves. I know the books that I learned to play piano with are sitting in the piano bench in my parents' house, and they certainly don't get the attention they once did. Well, a group of artists and musicians based in Lawrence have created a different type of songbook that aims to be a new, living document that captures something of the music being made within the community and the people who make it. It's called the Lawrence Songbook, and it's led by artist and filmmaker Nicholas Ward.
You know, one thing that happens with local music that's amazing is that musicians locally are constantly putting things out in venues, and the general public are receiving that. They're consuming the music. And I think one way to alter that model a little bit is to make the music participatory, so that everyone involved, both the producer and the person who would normally be the consumer of that, the consumer now becomes a participatory partner in the project. And so folks could be making their own renditions of songs that are here locally in Lawrence, and it becomes a local legacy, a local vernacular of the music culture of this specific place and this specific time.
The first volume of the Lawrence Songbook features 12 songs written by songwriters and musicians from a wide variety of styles and genres. For one of the project organizers, Sean Hunt, who makes music by the moniker Approach, that was particularly important.
We tried really hard to make sure that we covered many different things. Like, you know, we didn't want it to be all rock or all hip hop or all male fronted bands or all, like, we wanted to incorporate a lot. You know, where it's not like dominated by one genre, dominated by men, dominated by people of one color or not. I want it to be just a melting pot of like everything that the city has to offer.
Along with those diverse musical offerings with the Songbook Project, a strong visual component was also created, with full-page illustrations by artists Adam Lott and Nicholas Stahl accompanying and inspired by each song. Project creator Nicholas Ward explains.
The visual component of it is super important for a songbook. If you look back at songbooks of past, you can almost track when the songbook is from just by the style of artwork that's within that piece. And so that's something that we were also doing, is being very conscious of the time that we're creating this work within and giving it a visual identity as much as an audio identity.
Altogether, the Songbook Project hopes to become a community-generated effort that will be a record of the music made within that community and a way to bridge some barriers through locally made music and art.
Anytime that we get a chance to basically gather around the water cooler and share ideas, it's a beautiful thing for the community that you live in, and it draws a lot of people together in a lot of different worlds, and it also teaches you, it shows you perspective outside of like your day-to-day. I mean, ultimately, because when you see just notes and lyrics, it breaks down all the wall of what it is. Because if you don't know these particular artists, you have no idea what genre it is. Once you see the notes and once you see the music, it's like it takes all of that baggage of what it is and what genre it comes from. And like, let's break all that down a little bit. And let's just get down to making some music and see what we can make out of that, you know, make it what you want it to be.